Cracker. You make me smile like a sun. Tickets as low as $30 for shows like Billy Currington.
I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Montgomery Gentry.
I don't give a darn what other people think. What do you think about that?
And classic rockers Kansas.
Carry on my wayward son.
Or tickets as low as $20 for Sawyer Brown. And Fury of a Dead Man. It's all in Southern Illinois at the DuQuoin State Fair. Get information or tickets at 618-542-1535 or log on to dqstatefair.com. From Trails to Adventure, Regional Tourism Development Office, Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Fans, this is Alan Craig of your St. Louis Cardinals.
And it's hit deep to left field and gone.
I hope you'll join us August 23rd when we take on the Braves. It's Coke Zero, Team Canvas Print Night. It's all a part of Fred Bird's birthday bash weekend.
He's at the wall. It's a gunner. Craig goes back to back with Beltran.
So mark down your calendars, Friday, August 23rd, when we take on the Braves. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
Mr. Alan Craig is some kind of hot.
Hi, fans. It's Trevor Rosenthal.
Swing and a miss.
On Saturday, August 24th, we play the Atlanta Braves, and it's Fred Bird Kids Cap Giveaway, presented by Ice Mountain. All kids ages 15 and younger will take home a unique Fred Bird cap. Again, that's Saturday, August 24th. We face the Atlanta Braves. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
To the best fans in baseball, thank you for your great support.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. Did your refrigerator just go out? Well, not only will you get the lowest price on your next Frigidaire refrigerator, we can deliver it to you within 24 hours. How do we do this? We have a 36,000 square foot warehouse in good old St. Louis City where we stock truckloads of Frigidaire appliances. Lowest price, immediate delivery, period. Appliance Discounters is a place to purchase your next Frigidaire appliance. Shop at Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
College students, busy parents, everybody needs easy and convenient ways to manage our money, individually as well as jointly. That's why American Eagle Credit Union offers smart solutions, free checking for students, including mobile banking. Check out ameaglecu.org to open up an account right now. And when you open your account, tell them McGraw sent you and you'll get two entries to win an iPad. ameaglecu.org. Join today and see for yourself.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Tablet offer valid through September 20th, 2013. No purchase necessary.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit.
Full cavity search?
I don't like that. I do not like that.
Robert Stack, what a voice.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 15th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. The only name you need to know when it comes to replacement windows and the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America, Window World. We will talk about Window World. We will also have a joke at the end of the Playhouse requested 2 days ago by Eon the Peon. And what prompted it was a joke about the guy who went to work and was in the middle of nowhere old and Joe. There weren't any women. Old Joe, the old Joe joke. And there's another one similar, as good but different, coming up.
Hey!
But first, let me tell you who's in the room with me. The guy that runs the control board is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, then you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Jimmy Jimenez, charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And we have a lady here who does the news who I think does a very good job. Vicki Pimentel is her name. And Susan Smith Harmon, I also think sounds very good. And Rat Boy was telling me earlier that he gets, every time he hears Vicki Pimentel, he gets hungry. Because her name makes him think of pimento what?
Cheese.
Pimento cheese. I haven't had a good pimento cheese sandwich in a long time. I love pimento cheese. I really do. You don't like it?
I do.
Yeah, I do. Peon hates it.
Yeah.
He's weird.
Yeah.
He doesn't like tomatoes either. You don't like tomatoes, do you?
No.
Yeah, that's weird. That's like being a communist or something. Nothing left to say except give it up for Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra. When I was a kid, we ate pimento cheese sandwiches. Oh, my goodness. All the time.
Looks like a loaf almost, doesn't it? It
no.
just has red specks in it.
Oh no, it's not a loaf. It's like cottage cheese. It's cheese in the consistency of kind of, but it's got specks of pimento.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's not.
Oh,
a loaf.
I didn't know
it's
what.
It's not a loaf at
so you
all.
Just like scoop
it out, spread it. You spread
yeah,
it.
I don't like
they
cottage
do have
cheese
that pimento
either.
Loaf that's like bologna.
I don't like that because you have to pinch the loaf. You have to.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a bologna. Yeah. It's it looks like green olives
oh, there's
inside.
There's a name for that. It's called pimento loaf.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
It's
you do?
Got chunks of stuff in the bologna. First of all, I hate bologna. I hate bologna.
Oh,
and then to put other crap in it doesn't make it any better.
I like bologna. I like fried bologna.
That junk bologna? You're talking about is like the fruitcake of meat.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
It's weird.
Head cheese.
Ugh, weird.
Edgy.
Brought to you by Window World. Window World, as in windowworld.com, as in windowworldst.louis.com, as in 314-993-1800. We just had our windows cleaned yesterday, actually. Guy came out and cleaned the windows, and that's an interesting job. You know, you ever watch somebody that they got the perfect squeegee? They got a whole bunch of different squeegees.
Oh,
ones,
yeah.
Big ones, buckets, rag. And man, when they do it, that's the sound of a clean window. Thank
wow.
you. Thank you so much.
And no streak.
No,
or anything.
No streak. And I don't know what that concoction is in that bucket that they're using that they slap on there, soap or whatever. Man, it works.
Yeah.
And you can't begin to clean your windows as well as they can. But so far our windows are, I guess they're in good shape. He didn't seem to indicate that they weren't. If they weren't, and I needed windows, I'll tell you, I know who I'd call. I'd call Window World. We might step it up a notch and get something a little more decorative, or maybe that special glass that won't allow the transfer of heat. They have all that, too. But if what you really want and all you need is just a good, solid window to keep the cold air that's outside and the hot air outside and the other air inside, then it's Window World. And I think it may be an issue with other stations where the listeners are stupid and not as smart as ours, and there's a lot of that. This confusion about the other window company that charges $189, I don't think that's even a problem for our listeners. Our listeners are smarter than that. They know that any other window can have the same price, but it's not the same window. I feel sorry for other stations with stupid listeners.
Don't yeah.
You ever think about that? Sad, really. But you folks...
They're only going to get dumber by listening
good point.
To those stations.
Good point. You people know the difference. And you know that the one with a lifetime warranty and the good housekeeping seal of approval, and there's only one, and that's Window World. There's only one that matches that description for $189 apiece. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Tomorrow, the king, thank you very much, man, will have been dead 36 years.
Mm.
Hard to believe.
Carpe diem?
No, that's another king. We're talking about the king of rock and roll, Lauren. Now, I'm going to share this story with you because this is another one of those examples how somebody can jump to a conclusion of something they think happened. It didn't really happen. In this case, it involves a listener and an advertiser. And I have to say to the listener who emailed me, thank you for being cool and calm about it, not being a hothead. But he had contacted an advertiser, and he sent me an email, and he said, I get no response from your advertiser. They didn't email me back. And I thought, well, that's not like this advertiser. And sure enough, I called or contacted the advertiser. Computer crashed. Never got the email. And I guess my point is sometimes we get mad or, well, you never responded. Simple case of a computer crash. Once the advertiser got the information, contacted the listener called me and said, hey, thank you so much. We're good. They called. But I guess my point is before you fly off the handle, which this listener didn't, or you assume, well, they just don't get back to people. Hey, stuff happens with technology. Now, sent a text today, and this is really a non-issue, but I just find it interesting. Most people who text do the abbreviations. You are going to be, you know, the letter U. And
yeah, I don't do that one.
I write all the words out.
I do too.
I like if I'm going to send you a text and say, hey, if you're in the area, stop by. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Is that bad? Does that make me not cool to do
No.
That?
No.
No, I think it looks stupid with just the letters.
But it's hipper.
I do
and
K.
That's what kids do.
I do K a lot.
I started doing that just that I want one little hip thing to do. So if somebody says, see you tomorrow at lunch, I'll go K.
My daughter
mostly to my wife. Just
yeah,
K,
and that makes me look a little bit hipper.
My daughter gets aggravated when people K her, and she goes, why can't you just put the O in the front? You K'd me.
Well, it's true. It's one letter.
Yeah.
No big deal. But I don't do the other stuff. Jimmy Buffett was on Today this morning. This is a guy who still, amazes me. You talk about a guy that carved out the perfect life. Jimmy Buffett. And that closet, Rockefeller's, it was packed with people. And they got the fins up. And
the
parrot
heads.
Yeah. I'm telling you, what a deal.
And when's the last time he put out an album?
I don't even know.
Years and years. He
but
doesn't need
now
to.
They're going to do a Broadway play about the whole Buffett parrot head.
Oh, my goodness.
He'll just keep raking in the money. Oh, the guy makes like $20, $30 million a year. Good for him. And I like Jimmy Buffett. He's not a great singer, but he's just got it's a cult.
It's fun songs, too. It's just fun.
It is fun. Now, I'm going to share a story with you that a friend of mine just told me recently, and wait till you hear this story. Did you ever... Peon, you don't own your house, but Dan, you've owned a house.
Yeah.
This is kind of a weird thing, but I've actually wondered about this. I've wondered if, because I've been in my house 27 years, and it's on about 4 acres, and every once in a while I think, I wonder if there's anything down under the ground there, like oil. Like if they were to dig, would oil spurt out like the Beverly Hillbillies, and I'd be like a zillionaire? And I'll never know because nobody's ever tried to see, and couldn't there be oil in there? I mean, there could be.
You'd have to research the area and see what kind of...
Check this out.
Maybe there'll be a diamond mine down there.
This friend that I was talking to, who's about my age, so relatively young guy, not very old, his dad, he said, in the 1950s, sold 100 acres in a town in Tennessee. And I should have written it down. It started with an M. It was just east of Nashville. 100 acres, and he sold it in the 50s for $5,000. Now, that's not a lot of money, but it was the 50s. Wait to hear this. The guy that bought it sold lumber. It was wooded. Sold lumber, lots of lumber, and in 1 year sold $100,000 worth of lumber off of property that he paid $5,000.
Oh, man.
It gets better. It gets better.
Or worse.
No, it gets worse and better. When this whole Silicon Valley thing exploded, silicon is made from sand. It's called silica. It's the finest sand in the world. Guess what they discovered underneath this property? A wealth of silica. That property produced and yielded, in the form of silica that was shipped to Silicon Valley, $40 million.
Oh, my goodness.
So a $5,000 piece of property, 100 acres,
wow,
ends up being worth tens of millions.
Wow.
And I said, did your dad ever want to blow his brains out over? And he said, no, because
at the time, he needed the $5,000 to start a business. And you do what you got to do. And here's the other thing. He might have never bothered to think of, ooh, lumber or certainly to drill. But now it really makes me wonder, what's under the ground my house is on? You got to wonder. And who is it? How do you decide, let's drill for oil? How do you make that decision? There's a lot of land where nobody's ever drilled for oil. Is it a certain type of soil or climate or water table or rock or I don't know.
You need like a surveyor or a
But I don't see
prospector.
Any oil pumps in Chesterfield or Wildwood or Florissant or anywhere around here.
No. Or did they find that by accident, that silica?
I don't know the process, but aren't there oil? I've seen oil pumps over in Illinois, I believe, on some farmland.
Yeah, I think
there.
So.
I think I have. Jesse Jackson Jr. is going to prison for 2.5 years. I spoke this morning with his dad.
Really?
Yeah. His wife's going too. His wife's going to prison for like 12 months or something.
Yeah, she's going for a year.
Yeah.
I'll play you the statement from Jesse Jackson Sr. You know how he tends to rhyme things.
Mm. What?
Yeah. My son is going to prison because he has done wrong. He sang like a bird in the courtroom. In prison, he'll sing a different song. He's in for 2.5 years. He is not in for life. I hope that while he is in there, he does not become someone's wife.
Oh.
Jesse Jackson.
Wow, that's
man. Kind of roasting his son there.
Well, he has a way with words and rhyming things. I love to hear him talk. I just do. Those are not in the one that sound. Quite like Jesse Jackson. Nobody. Did not confuse him with anyone else. Thank you.
Old Jesse Jr. will be getting some, making some money, though, in prison, from the article I saw.
Oh, that's right. Tell him about this.
Well, no, didn't I get I think you
I
have
don't
it
think
somewhere.
You gave it to me.
Yeah, I think it was in the pile there.
No,
he's
what gonna pile?
Make money?
I didn't see it.
Hold on, let me see.
Check this out. Jesse Jackson Jr. No, I'm serious.
He's still eligible for government pension and disability. So
now get this.
Disability.
He goes to prison.
Well, because of his bipolar disorder.
Oh.
This is unbelievable.
He is eligible to receive $8,700 a month in disability pay due to his bipolar condition.
You said doo-doo.
$8,700 a month.
And then, this is after being convicted of a felony and defrauding people.
Wow.
He gets like a pension.
And then he could receive a partial federal pension of $45,000 per year once he reaches 65.
Good grief.
I'll never understand that stuff. Now, I'm going to read you a story. It's a real story. Happened in Idaho. I always like to say, we really don't know how many weird, sick perverts there are around us. And within a mile of every one of us right now, there's some deranged, sick, weirdo lunatic. There is. Mm-hmm. Check this guy out. Up in Idaho, this guy has been arrested for having sex with a cat. Now, we've heard of other people get with a horse, dog.
Right.
This guy does a cat.
Hmm.
But when he has sex with a cat, I'm not making this up, he wears dog costumes. Oh. Like these Six Flags type of mascot deals.
Like Clifford the Big Red Dog?
Yeah. He has 3 different dog costumes. He's 28 years old. And by the way, he's been charged with 6 felony counts and a misdemeanor for being cruel to an animal. He has multiple, he told the court he has alter egos, and they are dogs. His other personalities are dogs. So he dresses up like one dog that he's named Bubblegum Husky. The other dog is a blue fox named Kismet Fox. And a dog he hasn't named. It's just Purple Dog. Mm. So the police spokesperson up in Idaho, I love this quote. Now, let me repeat. This guy dresses up as 3 different big dogs and has sex with a cat. And the police department spokesperson, Charles McClure, says, this is kind of an unusual case.
What?
Kind of an unusual case.
Yeah. He says, in court, he said, Have you ever, oh, I'm sorry, this was on a website. This guy, this sick weirdo, has a website, and he talks about his attraction to cats. And he said on his website, quote, have you ever been on the internet and seen one of those cat videos? Well, Bubblegum Husky has. That's his alter ego dog name. And man, it really gets me going.
Oh. Lipstick.
Yeah. He probably had advice. I'm really hard up. I need some, you know, I have, and somebody said, well, just get a piece of cat. That's what he did.
Oh, you know what they said? Go out and get some P word.
Yeah.
And he thought they meant.
He didn't realize that.
That's another. Oh, you know
what?
Take it
literally.
I'll bet you got something there.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I'm looking at a picture and I can't share it with you. If I were McGraw's show, I could because I'd have HD cameras.
Right.
You know, but we don't have that. Peon gave me this. This is one of the cutest women I've ever looked at. Holy cow, is she cute. And if you look at the picture.
She's a hot version of Chelsea Handler. If Chelsea Handler was attractive.
If Chelsea Handler were really cute, she'd look like this. This woman looks not a day over 30, 28 to 30. And in this article, she talks about how nobody can believe she's 54. And if you could see this picture, you wouldn't believe it either. But here's the most important part of this. 30-year-old looking woman who's 54 has had absolutely no plastic surgery. And she says other women hate her because of, you know, she looks young and they act like they like it. She's actually one of those women that goes, well, she hasn't had three kids or whatever. But she has. She's had two. And she says it's a combination of a couple of things. One, yeah, she's probably got good genes, never had surgery. She uses regular generic sort of off-the-counter moisturizers, not any of that highfalutin, Paul Mitchell or whatever. And she says longer hair makes you look young, but she keeps fit. And the biggest part of her secret is dog walking and having lots of regular sex.
Yeah! Ladies.
Wow,
listen, ladies.
Beautiful.
Pay attention. Look young because she has lots of sex and walks the dog.
Oh.
So if you don't have a dog, just have a little
double up on the sex.
That's what I'm thinking. This Fort Hood monster, Nadal Hassan is his name, the guy that killed the 13 people. I love this. He says that he wishes he had been killed in that attack. Well, Major, so do we.
Yeah, no kidding.
We couldn't agree with you more on that one. And he says that, and I'm not kidding. This is his actual statement. He says, if I'm convicted and I'm executed by the government, I will still be a martyr. In his mind, and based on what he believes, whether he'd been killed there on the spot or is executed, either way, he goes to heaven and gets the virgin.
That's what he wants.
And he's a martyr.
So
and he wishes he'd been killed. Well,
after
so
that they. Statement, they still won't say it was a terrorist attack.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
No. They won't. They won't.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to this Butler in Chief. I can't decide if I want to go see it or not because Oprah's in it. It's that movie about true story. A Forrest Whitaker plays the Butler.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, no, no. This is looks like
it's
Lee
Daniels.
It's
supposed to be really good.
It's called The Butler. And it's based on a true story of a guy who worked in for five presidents as a butler in the White House. I got to think that's good. I just have to talk myself into with
Did you see her on Jimmy Kimmel last night?
No.
She was on Jimmy Kimmel and she pulled some lady out of the audience and she sat her down by Oprah. And Jimmy Kimmel had no idea what was going on. And she goes, "You just want a car." And Oprah had it set up, and Jimmy Kimmel had no idea. He goes, "We don't have a car. We don't have a car to give away." And Oprah had it set up.
Let me tell you, that was set up.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmel acting like he didn't know. Trust me, that was all set up. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's for Peon by request. Similar to the joke the other day about old Joe, but different. Guy goes to work in Saudi Arabia. Pretty good distance from any town. And after he's there for a while, he goes to the supervisor and he says, "Hey, I got a weekend pass here. Like to get a little action, if you know what I mean." And the supervisor says, "Well, you might want to sign up for Katie the camel." He says, "What?" He says, "Yeah, that's what the guys do here when they get ready for a little action, they kind of check Katie out. Like you check out a library book, you have to sign out for Katie. And that's Katie out back, tied up out back, a camel. The guy goes, no. I don't think so. And he goes back, and he works another couple of months. And after a couple of months, he goes to the supervisor, and he said, so, looking for a little action, what do you think? He said, well, Katie's tied up out there, Katie the camel. That's what the other guys do. They take Katie. And he says, that's no. Well, 6, 8 months, 9 months go by, and now the guy's really lonely and wants some action. So he tells the supervisor, he said, look, I want Katie, the camel. He says, all right, yeah, let me see availabilities, because Katie's pretty popular. Katie's available Thursday night at 8 o'clock. He says, all right, I'll take Katie the camel. So Thursday night at 8 o'clock, this guy goes around the back of the building. There's Katie tied up. He steps up on grabs a stool or something, gets behind Katie and starts, you know, going after it. And while he's engaged in this, he hears laughing and giggling and then outright just belly laughs. And he looks around and some of the guys are even taking his picture, pointing at him, yelling, pervert, sick weirdo. What are you? And he pulls his pants up and he goes, what? And they go, what a sick, perverted weirdo. And the supervisor's there taking pictures. He goes, wait a minute. He said, I asked you what guys do. And you said, Katie the camel. He said, yeah, but they ride her into town to the whorehouse.
All right, we're going to check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, from the earlier caller that wanted to know about 5570, it is going to be shut down eastbound lanes only between 64 and 203, and it'll shut down tomorrow night at 9 p.m. and be supposedly open back up by 5 a.m. Monday morning. So 9 p.m. Friday through 5 a.m. Monday morning, 5570 eastbound shutting down between 64 and 203. Now we've got Highway 40. What a mess. If you're trying to get out of downtown, eastbound 40 is jamming up from Hampton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you're slow between Compton and Big Bend, 170 through Mason. Stop and go from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. You're even slow 94 out through Winghaven. Southbound 55 jams up from Arsenal through Gasconade. Find another little slowdown out around Rebus Barracks. Eastbound 270, that's running slow. McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 270, slow Olive, and then stop and go between 40 and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, you got a slow pocket between Shrewsbury and Elm, and then again between Mirage and Bowles. And this traffic report brought to you by Purolator Filters. Purolator invented the oil filter 90 years ago, right here in good old U.S. of A. And they've been trusted professionals by professionals and do-it-yourselfers ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Get ready. We're just 3 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as Murray State comes to Columbia Saturday, August 31st to take on the Tigers.
Gary Finkel's 13th season at Missouri begins when the Tigers host the Racers of Murray State. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Hi, George Weber. Did you know Chevrolet has three models that get over 40 miles per gallon and 11 models that get over 30? Or that Chevrolet is the number one selling nameplate in St. Louis? It's just another example of a great American car built by a great American company. At Weber Chevrolet, we sell more Chevrolets than anyone in mid-America. Why? The best selection and the best deals. Like an 013 Cruze for just $14,900, an 013 Malibu for just $17,900, or an 013 Equinox for just $21,900. All prices are after dealer discount and contain only the factory rebates. Other dealers do anything possible to avoid selling cars for their advertised price. Our prices are real. There are no gimmicks. Everyone qualifies for the advertised price. If you qualify for any additional rebate or discount, you pay even less. We also have huge discounts on Silverado, Traverse, and Volt, available to everyone. It's only at Weber Chevrolet, Granite City, Columbia, Illinois, or Creve Coeur, or WeberChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hey, over here on the stove. It's me, the cooking oil in your skillet. Do you know that every time you dump me down the sink or toilet, I stick to the inside of your sewer pipes? Yep, it's true. I've got quite a buildup going on down there. Of course, it's not just me. I've got friends who help. Butter, margarine, shortening, meat fats, dairy products, greasy sauces. And I'll let you in on a secret. One of these days, we're going to block the entire pipe. Don't think that running hot water down the drain will keep me from clogging. Nope. As soon as I get a little further down, that pipe is plenty cool enough for me to cling to its walls. What you can do to prevent blockage is to let me cool, pour me into an empty container like a jar, and then put the lid on and place me in the trash. And if you also scrape plates and pots into the trash instead of the garbage disposal, you just might prevent a big sewer backup. So please don't put me down the sink drain anymore. A girl gets tired of being dumped. Check out MSD's website for more information. www.stlmsd.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in the county. We love living in our beautiful, safe, historic city just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Nothing fun to do where you live? Check this out. Every fourth Wednesday summer night, we enjoy great street parties in historic Old Town Florissant. For Wednesday night out, August 28th, Old Town Partners will be hosting a block party on St. Francis at St. Pierre in front of Bunker's Tavern and Stem's Flower Shop with live music by the Healers, classic rock band. Every Saturday night this summer, rock on to live concerts in St. Ferdinand Park. Our August concert will feature some of the area's best-known bands, including Billy Peak, Bob Cuban Brass, Boeing Concert Band, and the famous Butch Wax and the Hollywoods. Our strong economic engine is causing tremendous growth in stores and restaurants. They're even building a superstore here without a TIF. Why not make Florissant the place to buy your flowers, car, or home? Visit FlorissantMo.com to learn more about living in the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now. 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
NMLS 1149-37. 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
It soars nearly 400 feet high over St. Louis, offering an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. It's 360 on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium. Besides the view, you'll find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Plus, their small plates menu, perfect for noshing or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 Rooftop Bar is a great place to be all year round.
360. Sip. See. Savor.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting premium savings on premium oil is your advance advantage. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Oil and a Fram Ultra Filter for just $29.99 after $2 rebate. Plus, you'll save 50 cents a gallon on Shell gas with the Fuel Rewards Network. It's summer. Your car's thirsty. Save on all the fluids your car needs. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Visit FuelRewards.com/Pennzoil for details. See store for rebate information.
Thanks for shopping Kohl's. By spending $30, you qualify to play Kohl's Win Great Things back-to-school sweepstakes.
Nice.
You can score great prizes, like a JanSport backpack, movie tickets, even a Keurig mini coffee brewer. Plus, you get a $5 off 50 coupon to use at Staples.
Love it.
Shop for your chance to win at Kohl's Savings is in Session Sale, Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's. Expect great things. No purchase necessary. See official rules in store or at Kohl's.com/win great things.
New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton.
Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Most people know Lane House is a great roofing company, but did you know we also do siding, windows, gutters, and decks? So if you have work on the outside of your home, call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you're gonna let me get sober, leave me alone.
Let's jump right in here and get to Southern California. Mike Evans is standing by. And we thank the folks at Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Remember, look for that name, Price, in the name of the company. Then you got the right place. ThompsonPrice.com. Here's Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Giving it up. Giving it up. Giving it up.
How you doing?
Hi, Dan. Anyway.
No.
Oh, crap. Pop quiz question. Jack Nicholson is the number one celebrity Los Angeles Laker fan. Name the name of the number one celebrity Dodger fan. Goes to every home game. In fact, he's on the road with them today. Is it Danny DeVito, Tom Cruise, George Lopez?
You know, Mike, I talked this morning with Danny, with Jack Nicholson.
You're kidding.
No, and I asked him about this Laker obsession.
What did he say? Did you record it?
Yeah, I did. And it's interesting. He said that if he'd been a little taller, he actually would have played basketball. Well, here's what he said. I said, you think if he hadn't been an actor, you'd been a basketball player? Here's what he said.
I always wanted to freaking play basketball. I was never tall enough, though.
See? Told you.
Wow.
Exactly what he said.
Wow, great interview.
You had that down. Can you see that? Hear that on John St. James?
No.
Todd Wallace.
Now, see, they don't know who that is.
Ripper Rapper.
Okay. All right.
No. Anyway.
Nope.
Love Nuggets, Michael Strahan and fiance Nicole Murphy. Eddie Murphy's ex are building a dream house in Brentwood. On the down low, $15 million home.
That's nothing.
Yeah. Is it true? Justin Bieber is trying to hook up with Rihanna again, but she's not returning his calls. Probably a good thing. If Chris Brown or Drake didn't kill him, Rihanna probably would. I think Rihanna a little too much woman for a little Justin Bieber.
She'd snap his spine like a twig.
Oh, absolutely. Movie review, the Steve Jobs biopic starring Ashton Kutcher, Jobs, opens tomorrow. The film seems like a TV movie. Very staged. Bad pacing. And Ashton Kutcher is not all that good. As far as Steve Jobs, we also learned that this guy wasn't that nice a guy. Rude, liked to yell at people, not a good friend, not a good father. All in all, the story is compelling and fascinating, but you watch it, you feel like you're being punked. I liked it, but not that much. PG-13, 2 hours, 2 stars.
One of the secrets of that family, Steve Jobs' family, because it's an embarrassment to the family, is the fact that they played a cruel joke on his brother that you never hear about, his brother Hand.
thank you. Sister Blow.
Yeah, I know.
Now, that was cruel.
Oh, that was
wow,
really
what a cruel thing to do to a girl.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
TV rating Under the Dome, number one.
Hey, I watched it last night. We don't normally watch it, but I thought, let's give this another chance. I liked it.
Yeah, it's good. And, boy, I tell you what, that redhead is as beautiful a woman you've ever seen.
I agree.
Oh, is she beautiful. Her name is LaFeva. Under the Dome, number one. America's Got Talent Tuesday night came in number two. America's Got Talent Wednesday night came in number three. Big Brother Thursday night came in number eight. Big Brother Wednesday night came in number 10. Big Brother Sunday night came in number 12. So a quarter of the top 12 shows last week were Big Brothers.
Wow.
For a show that costs absolutely nothing to produce, ka-ching for CBS. Sports shorts. Pete Rose says that Scott Peterson, O.J. Simpson, even Charles Manson, They get parole hearings. Pirot says baseball won't give him one. Pete says that he should have beat his wife and smoked crack and been a drunk and took hormones.
That's right.
Baseball would have taken him back with open arms then.
It's still not too late. He can go kill somebody.
Oh, see what he did there?
Yeah.
Think baseball would give him a break then if he did that?
I think they eventually actually will end the ban. I do.
Probably when he's dead, though.
No, I think before he's dead. I really do.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
Is engaged to heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko. What's really odd is that Hayden Panettiere will soon, her brother-in-law, Vitaly Klitschko, he's a shoo-in to be the next president of the Ukraine.
Wow.
So, and I think by being the sister-in-law, being part of the family, she becomes like a princess of the Ukraine.
Like royalty, yeah.
And that's amazing. Hayden Panettiere. Tiger Woods' girlfriend, Olympian Lindsey Vonn, was offered a truckload of money to appear in Playboy. But she says that her and Tiger talked about it and they decided they wouldn't do it. She didn't want to do it. There you go. Anyway.
No. She and Tiger talked about it.
Yeah, she and Tiger talked about it. What was that all about?
Well, you misspoke. You said her and Tiger talked about it. Probably just drunk alcohol.
No, this is awkward.
We have to cut that.
Yeah. For those of you who didn't hear what he just said, we cut it because you can't say it.
Anyway.
No.
And finally. Jack Nicholson, number one L.A. Lakers celebrity fan, who's the number one L.A. Dodgers celebrity Dodger fan, Danny DeVito, Tom Cruise, or George Lopez?
Oh, man. I'm going to go Lopez.
DeVito.
Yeah, Stan George Lopez, so I don't even want to include him in the conversation. I'll go Danny DeVito.
The answer is Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
Somebody, once again, looks stupid.
Yeah. 2 days in a row.
I can't stand George Lopez either. I thought Danny DeVito.
I watched 30 seconds of him.
I thought Danny DeVito would hang around with his wife, Rhea Perlman, but they're supposed to be getting divorced now, too.
I think they're back together.
Oh, are they?
Well, they realized.
Nobody else will have
They looked around and went, well, no, nobody else. Yeah.
What?
So, like, let's get back together. He's in an up new series or sitcom or something, isn't he, Danny DeVito?
He's been in one for a couple of it's Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, I didn't know
Always
that.
Sunny in Philadelphia.
No, I never heard of that. The last night I saw a promo for it. Mike, I'm sorry I had to edit out what he said. For some reason, Mike thinks bad grammar is the equivalent of saying a couple of offensive, profane things that obscene things the FCC won't let you say. They're not the same at all. Some people don't like to be corrected on that grammar thing. Can't help it. We're the grammar police. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. North American Solar is in the solar business, solar energy business for your home or your business, also the LED lighting business. And another of the great ways now that people are saving a lot of money, and we'll save a lot of money for a long time to come. And pretty soon you can't buy anything but LED lights. They're phasing out incandescent lighting. Let's talk about the sun and how free it is and how it's always going to be free. All you have to do is find a way to convert that free sun into energy, and that's what solar panels do, and that's what North American Solar will be happy to talk to you about, again, for your home or your business. And I want you to make note of something. When you hear other commercials for solar energy, and you go, well, I never heard them talk about solar before. Isn't it interesting that they jump into the solar business now, and you never heard from them till we started talking about North American Solar? I find that interesting. North-AmericanSolar.com. What'll happen is they're going to get your kilowatt usage from your electric bill, and they're going to look at your house, and they're going to look at where it sits and what direction the roof faces, and they're going to come back to you with some hard numbers. Wait till you see what your electric bill will look like in the future once you put in solar panels. Wait till you see how little you'll pay yourself for the panels. And those rebates and incentives aren't going to be around forever. They start cutting them back next year. North American Solar, North-AmericanSolar.com.
Let's get another look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Well, if you're traveling westbound on 70, you're going to be slow past the airport, opens up, and then at the McKelvey overpass, you've got an accident, or they were working with an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic was slow from Lindbergh to McKelvey, and then again 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Westbound 40, what a mess that is. Baseball traffic getting out, rush hour traffic, so you're running slow now from Compton out through Big Bend, from 170 all the way out through Mason. Then you get a little break, opens up, and then you start hitting the brakes again right at Long Road to the Boone Bridge. You're going to find it slow approaching 94 out through Winghaven also. Southbound 270 just a little heavy as you approach Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 is slowing just east of McDonald through New Florissant downtown. Still pretty heavy from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. This traffic report is brought to you by... Well, let's get my stuff here. It is brought to you by BP Driver Rewards, a new program that rewards carpoolers, road trippers, truckers, all kinds of people who drive. Pick up a brochure at your local BP station for details and to join now. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Burdell Remodeling has been serving the Collinsville and surrounding Metro East areas with superior service and unparalleled value. And you don't have to take our word for it.
We want to recommend Ron Burdell.
They really know what they're doing.
We use Angie's List and we found him and we've had a great experience.
When you're ready to remodel, trust your home with Burdell Remodeling. Call us at 618-345-8840.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. Get every pass.
Franklin over the middle. Caught by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10. Breaks a tackle. To the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left. Now moving back to his left side. Steps up. Throws in the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chamberson, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
I'm not working tomorrow. I think it's disrespectful to work on the anniversary date of the death of Elvis Presley. So out of respect for him, I'll be taking a rare day off. Be nice to Paul Harris, as you always are. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It appears to be the first death of a child linked to laundry detergent pods. A 7-month-old boy in Florida.